Here are today's top stories. The NRA has officially endorsed Donald Trump for president. Trump then acted like he's been a huge gun supporter, which, come on, he's a New York billionaire. You really think he's pro-gun? But he took the endorsement and he slammed Hillary Clinton's record on guns and then just lied and said that Hillary would take away our rights to bear arms, something she's never said. While this was going down, a man was shot by the Secret Service when he approached the White House with a gun. Ah, America, you complicated. The Mexican government approved the extradition of El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Where will he end up? Will it be in New York City or Chicago? It really comes down to which city does the best PowerPoint presentation. Chicago should send the Lovables and a bunch of Garrett's popcorn to try and win this extradition. Maybe see if the band Chicago will play for the Mexican government. Do it! Because you know that New York City's going to send Billy Joel. Sing us a song, you're Mr. El Chapo. You know he's going to do that. Yesterday, Republican lawmakers in Oklahoma made abortions illegal, and today they want to impeach President Obama over bathrooms. They know they can't do that, right? Like, nobody cares what they think. Oklahoma lawmakers really just want the spotlight. I think what they did is they got together and were like, hey, what do you think if we just tried acid for like 3 days? I'll bet you we'd get a ton done. What else? TSA lines? Should we talk about that again? Because now the headlines are like, flyers brace for long lines as summer travel begins. Summer travel begins after Memorial Day. So are you saying that we should be bracing for longer lines? Is that really what we're doing? Getting worse instead of better? Great. Like I said, America, you complicated. Hey, there's lead in the water at a CPS elementary school, which really can't surprise anyone, right? I mean, I think we should just be surprised that the water fountains actually worked. Anyway, you know this is just the first, and I really can't wait for this to be the story of the summer, the story of 2016. Just you watch. The red planet Mars will be visible this weekend from Earth, so you can take your kids out in the yard, point to the sky, and say, see that reddish dot? Sometime in the future, we're going to ruin that planet, too. In weather, sneaky great today. I'm going to sneaky great. Although I guess El Nino means that we're going to be having a super hot summer. And not in a Rihanna concert kind of way. Just super hot. Great. In sports, what a baseball weekend. The Cubs throw Jake Arrieta against the Giants tonight in San Francisco. That's going to be a real test. So far, the Cubs have really played down to their competition. The Giants, although, have won 8 in a row, and they're at the top of the NL West. So, here we go, Cubs. On the South side, the defending World Series champs are coming to town. The Royals are 4.5 games back, but playing well after a crappy start. Jose Quintana tries to keep the Sox streak going after Chris Sale won his 9th game last night. 9-0. Come on now. Those are like Lamar Hoyt numbers. Actually, Lamar Hoyt's like 3 Chris Sales, but still, Hoyt numbers. In basketball, LeBron James and the Cavs won again last night. They are 10-0 in the playoffs. Talk about playing possum all year. Everyone is looking at the Warriors, but watch out. This could be the year that the Cleveland Cavaliers bring home the NBA World Championship. Ugh. And finally, it's going to be nice this weekend, but according to the CDC, 1 in 8 public pools in this country are straight up gross. And that's my public service announcement before you have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. That's the carryout for May 20th, 2016. Hey, do you like sushi? Because we're doing a special half-off sushi. Because let's face it, the full-price sushi didn't sell.